Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And today, we have come to our final stage of our freedom journey with stage 5, rehabilitation. Recovering from a deliverance battle is not like recovering from a sickness where you get to chill and just recover and get your strength back together. No. On the contrary, recovering from a deliverance is the time to get yourself right spiritually, rehabilitating yourself spiritually. It is said in Romans chapter 8, verse 13. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. This scripture is telling you, get yourself to live by the Spirit. Get yourself to put the flesh to death over the Spirit. That calls for rehabilitation. Because the enemy is going to come and tell you, all right, now that you have been delivered, and now that you went through so much, you deserve to rest. You deserve a break. Yes, you deserve a break, but I don't think now is the time to take a break. Because on the very second that you drop your guard, in the very second you go back to what you used to do, the enemy is going to sucker punch you. He's preying on you, relaxing, and stop focusing on God. So he will sift you. He wants you to drop your guard. The time that you are most vulnerable is right after deliverance. We feel like, okay, the battle is won now. We can go out and chill. No. On the contrary, now is the time to tighten the guard. Now is the time to do what you got to do to stand strong spiritually. You are still vulnerable. And the enemy knows that. So don't waste time. Yes, you're going to catch a break, but not right now. Right now, get up. Get into the spiritual rehabilitation right away. Being delivered is just the beginning. Now you have to hang on to that deliverance. You have to hold on to that freedom. Remember what is written in Luke chapter 11, verses 24 to 26. When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places, seeking rest. And finding none, he says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it swept and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him 7 other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. This scripture is telling you that those spirits, they're not going to leave you alone. Yes, you have cast out in the name of Jesus Christ those who were messing with you. But remember also that while you were doing that, others were waiting. And where you weak, they can see it. You let go of one evil, another evil comes and takes its place. And if you drop your guard, that evil that is waiting is going to go get 7 more wicked than himself. And come, they're not going to stop. Especially now that you started your battle, they know your name. Now they know that you are up, awake, and that you're coming against them. So they're intensifying the attacks. That's why after deliverance is not the time to linger around, trying to catch a break. No, the enemy now knows that you're capable of doing damage. And he's coming. So get up, suit up. Put on your armor. Get your spiritual rehabilitation started right away. Don't lose heart and don't be afraid, because the one that is with you is stronger than the one that is attacking you. God is stronger. So make sure that you get yourself right with God. Developing your relationship with God is part of your spiritual rehabilitation. Putting on your armor, reading your Bible, fasting, using your anointing oil, doing praise and worship, doing communion, speaking in tongues, praying and meditating, and especially doing it on a daily basis. you have to develop your spiritual muscle so you can stand strong. But don't be afraid in case that you fall or you relapse. Pick yourself back up. You are not defeated. Yes, 7 more miles have came. But remember, in the name of Jesus Christ, they must go. You have the victory. I went through the same thing. I used to watch popcorn, and I would go on, watch, and I knew 7 more had come in, and I would get on my knees, pray, fast, rebuke that spirit of pornography, and then next day, I'm falling again. But I kept on pressing. I didn't give up. I kept on fasting, I kept on praying, and I kept on rebuking them. Because eventually in time, my spiritual muscle got stronger, where I could stand, and not care for popcorn anymore.
Hallelujah.
And eventually it stopped.
Praise God.
So don't give up. Don't let that 7 more wicked frighten you either. No. Even if you fall or you relapse, don't give up. Don't let that be a reason for you to give up. No. Pick up your authority, pick up your weapons, and go after those power of darkness and defeat them. You will fall 7 times and rise again. The power of darkness are no match for the power of God. So remember that. And God is with you. God is for you. Amen.
Amen.
To help you on the new journey that you're on right now, the rehabilitation, developing your relationship with God, we have put together 12 messages into a 12 steps healing journey. They will help you heal body, soul, and spirit. They will help you in your spiritual rehabilitation. So I would invite you to start on that 12-step healing journey with the step 1, that is the mirror. And in time, you're going to grow stronger. Amen?
Amen.
And that concludes our 5 stages on your freedom journey. And until next time, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I am out.